This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration making good on its threat to slash federal jobs during the government shutdown. According to a union lawsuit, the Office of Management and Budget saying over 4,000 workers across seven federal agencies got pink slips. Meanwhile, the Senate won't be back to vote on the government shutdown until Tuesday at the soonest. Palestinians by the tens of thousands returning to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect. All the remaining hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released within days. 18 people missing after a deadly explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the investigation is expected to last for days.
It's probably been one of the most devastating situations that I've been on in my career.
The number of dead unclear. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a package of bills to cut red tape, speed up the rebuilding in the wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles area. This is ABC News. One Laker fan isn't thrilled with LeBron James' latest announcement.
When it was revealed that LeBron James had a big announcement coming, promoted as his second decision, fans waited to find out if he was retiring or going to another team. But in the end, it was all a stunt. When the announcement came out, it was an ad for Hennessy Liquor.
In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Well, now a Lakers fan is suing the fan, claiming he was deceived by the stunt announcement and that he paid for tickets he thought would be for one of LeBron James's last games as a Laker next year. That fan accusing James of fraud, deception, and misrepresentation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The state says a South Carolina inmate who spent 42 years on death row has died of natural causes at a prison hospital. 81-year-old Fred Singleton was sentenced to death in 1983 for the rape and strangulation of a woman in her home. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
A showdown in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Cubs square off for Game 5 tonight. The winner will advance to the National League Pennant Series against the Dodgers next week. Last night, Pat Murphy telling reporters he'll likely go with a variety of pitchers from the Brewers' bullpen, including Jacob Mizorowski, Aaron Ashby, and Quinn Priester. College football homecoming today in Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes. And tomorrow in Green Bay, it's the Packers against the Bengals and newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco. Xavier McKinney on facing Flacco a second time this season when he was with the Browns.
I was actually thinking about kind of the other way around of kind of what he saw from us the very first, when he was with the Browns, what he's already kind of seen us do. So I was thinking about this kind of ways that he might try to come into this game having different players and a different scheme.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. 67 today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70.
Right now, 38 degrees. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Papers were on me, baby. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I hope you enjoyed your intermission. It is time for Act Two as we barrel through this outstanding, beautiful Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. I hope you're having a wonderful night wherever you are in our beautiful state and enjoying the weather. And like we talked about in the first hour, there's so much to do this weekend. Think of us as your guide of what's going on around the state. You've got so many sporting events. You've got great movies opening in the theaters, great live shows. It's also going to be beautiful for you outdoorsy people. I am a self-professed couch potato and an inside guy, but I respect the outdoor people. Get out there and enjoy that beautiful day tomorrow and Sunday. And it's supposed to be in the 60s, Con.
That sounds like golfing weather.
Have you prepared a five-day forecast?
It looks pretty nice right now.
Well done, sir. Okay. Well, if you missed the first hour, we had a great talk with Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Conrad Krieger about the new show, Make the Call, a new sports show here on Civic Media that you can hear on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Yep. That's repeating a.m. Jimmy Cuska is also involved. Jimmy's kind of the boss, right?
Yeah, he's the boss of the show, the host.
Even if it's not by title.
It's not by title.
You don't want to mess with Jimmy Cuska.
I think.
So check that out, folks. And our question of the night, it is National Angel Food Cake Day and Cake Decorator Day. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of cake? Please include frosting as well. I said devil's food cake with cream cheese frosting and red and green like Christmas sugar sprinkles on top. Dynamite cake my mom used to make. Conrad said ice cream cake, which is also an outstanding choice. So let us know what your favorite is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment. We will get to your text in just a bit. But right now, this is kind of cool. I heard about this really great event happening in Madison tomorrow night. And I think I'm going to let my guests explain it, because it's about a bio. They're making a TV show, a biography TV show, and it's tomorrow night's gathering is sponsored by Vintage, the Vintage Store in Madison. It's on the south side of Madison, and we have with us now from the Vintage Store, Jay Henley, and the executive producer of From the Front Row, Peter Allen. So these guys are collaborating on this really cool thing, and there's going to be a great event tomorrow night. So, guys, welcome. It's great to have you.
Happy to be here.
Hello.
And congratulations. No one has ever made me stutter over what is happening or this event, so I really do have to let you guys explain it, because it's not something I see too often. You're going to film something at the Overture Center. Jay, you own a vintage store. You're sponsoring it? Is that how this is working?
Yes. Yeah, the vintage store is the Bounty here in Madison on South Park Street. And I am a host for Artistic Endeavors. And Peter and I chatted a few months ago, and I knew what Peter was up to. I'm like, let's do a screening at the Bounty. I think it would be a kind of a fun venue for you to do your thing.
So this is an episode premiere. So we are currently working on a television series. It's an independently produced public television music series.
Okay.
That will be nationally syndicated coming in the following year. We got picked up by a national distributor.
Congratulations.
One of the big three. Thank you. For one of the big three of public television who do the national syndication of it.
Yeah.
And this is episode that we recorded at the Overture Center with Greg Zellick playing that huge, 176-ton organ.
Yeah.
And also with a duet with Mark Hetzler, the trombone professor. And it's kind of, it's a 30-minute television music program where we go to a different venue each episode and film a recording of performance, but then also interview the purveyors of the space or the curators of the space and talk about, kind of dive into the community behind the location. The line I use all the time is music is a lot like water. It takes the shape of the place it's in. Mm. So the whole point of this is it's kind of a travel show mixed with a music show. You go to a venue, you record a session there, and then you talk with the people who put the venue together or are curating the space. In this case, it's the Symphony Hall with the big, beautiful organ. We talk with the symphony director and with Mark as well, the curator of the organ series. And this event that we're doing here at the Bounty tomorrow at 4 p.m. is the premiere of the episode that we've worked very hard on. We recorded last year, spent many hours in an editing booth, making it just a perfect 26 minutes and 46 seconds, as is PBS is wanting us to deliver.
Sure.
It's a big thing. It's a nationally syndicated program celebrating the joys and beauties of what artists and this community is making. And we'll be sharing. We've done episode at the Burr Oak. Mm. We also, the Party Barn, I think we're on air here. We can't say the actual name of the venue out in Spring Green.
Okay.
The Shifty Barn, maybe it's also known as.
It was a barn.
That's the funny, the joke of that episode is we can't say the name of the venue the whole episode.
Even during the episode?
Yeah, well, it's good. It's beyond PBS, you can't.
Oh, wow.
The FCC regulations are a real thing, so.
Yeah, don't mess with them.
And we have an episode we filmed at the Cardinal Bar as well with the Latin Jazz Night they do there. This will be a celebration of us getting to show the world this episode. And if listeners are interested, they can come on down to the Bounty, South Park Street.
1041 South Park Street.
It'd be 4 p.m. tomorrow. Seating is limited, but we can squeeze you in. And you're more than welcome. It's a really wonderful space that Jay has curated here, too. It's such a, every time I walk in the door, there's someone doing chalk drawings, floor-to-ceiling chalk drawings in the back, or just all these beautiful little bits and bobs. It's like walking into an art museum.
I was looking at it. The store online, and I love, it's so unique. I mean, I've been in tons of vintage vintage and vintage clothing stores, but I don't think any of them have had a resident artist. Like, I just think that's such a great idea. Tell us about your store a little more, Jay.
Yeah. So, I often am challenged with the 2-minute elevator speech to say what the Bounty is about. And I think it really kind of boils down to I collect stories, and in stories, people are attached, objects are attached, things are attached. So I take great pride in telling stories. So part of the name of the business is the Bounty Environmental Narratives, kind of a heady word of just
Love
basically
it.
Saying I tell a story in a space.
Yeah.
And with that comes, you know, supporting the creative community around me. So, you know, when I opened the shop 2 years ago, I wanted to interact with creatives in Madison, provide a platform for them to do their thing, like be creative, design, you know, have a space that they could come and showcase their work. And, you know, what that turned into was me realizing that, you know, I can sell things to keep the lights on, but really what I am after is the community and, you know, connecting these artists with the local community and connecting the community with these artists. So I kind of, you know, refer to the Bounty as a community center here on South Park Street. So
that's very much a third space for my opinion. It's exactly kind of goes tied in with our mission as our show, this idea of these places where people come together and share art or just each other's presence. It's really cool. It's a match made in heaven, in my opinion.
So I think that's what attracted me to this whole thing was like the collaboration between the two of you. I had at first I was having trouble wrapping my head around it, and I kept asking Jay, all right, now what's happening? He's coming in, but it's not at the Overture Center. It's at your store. I think it's fantastic. Jay Henley is here. He is the owner of the vintage store, The Bounty, in Madison on South Park Street. And he is sitting right next to you, the executive producer of From the Front Row, Peter Allen. Peter, where did you get the idea for this show? Did you shoot a pilot on spec and pitch it to PBS? How did this happen?
It was kind of my long-term dream. I have a show on WRT. You know, I've been in the broad. I have my day job is I'm a back-end engineer for public television. So nice. I've been doing in studios my whole life, you know, getting bands in the studio and miking them up. And I was kind of dreaming about how to do it in a visual way. But I've never really, I literally was at a Party Barn show and just kind of sitting there thinking, looking around that at how, what a wonderful venue and what a wonderful experience. And like, how do you, I don't think anyone's really capturing this in this way. Like no one's formatting a show like it. And then kind of the stars aligned and our partner in crime with this, our executive director, Claire Canapel, who, she's the executive director. I'm the executive producer. She was approached by Buzz Kemper, who owns Audio for the Arts, which is a prominent recording studio in town. And they had just bought a bunch of 4K cameras. Mm. And I had literally, the night before he came to her, described to Claire my dream of starting like an Austin City Limits style like television.
Yeah. Show. Oh, and that's great.
And I was raised on Austin City Limits. Like my dad would record Austin City Limits and then watch it the morning before cartoons. I remember waking up as a kid, just, all right,
yeah,
finish up watching this Austin City Limits thing so I can get to the cartoons. So I've been thinking about it and dreaming about it my whole life. And then literally, she had never heard of it before, came to her, told her that dream. The next day, Buzz Kemper came to her and was like, you're really good at organizing things. I have this idea. I want to start this like Austin City Limits style, you know, web series. And she was like, wait, literally two guys in the span of 2 days came to me telling me they had this dream of starting an Austin City Limits show. What is this Austin City? Let's all just talk. Let's make this happen. That's kind of how the triumvirate happened.
Serendipitous. Yeah. Guys, I hope tomorrow night is a big smash. Check it out. It's at The Bounty in Madison. It is the newest episode of it's called Classical Masterworks at the Overture Center. That's the name of the episode, and that's the first episode, a little premiere there at The Bounty. Sounds like a really cool event. So check it out, and Google The Bounty, too. And you guys will have to come back when these episodes start airing. Come on back, Peter and Jay, and we'll keep talking about this. I think it's just great. Thank you so much for your time tonight, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us. And a red velvet cake would be my.
Yes, Peter, you too, please.
Carrot cake.
With cream cheese frosting.
Oh yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, Pete.
I actually meant to ask him that, so I'm glad he said that. That's great. All right, we are coming right back to read your texts, and I don't know, maybe a little tomfoolery. We'll see how it goes. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glitter in the sky, glitter in the eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones?
Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. So wherever you're listening, it's great to have you. It's Friday night here at Nightlight, a Friday night edition. Conrad, can you see the little nightlight I have on back there? Right here, over the chair. It's like a little lamp.
Oh, yeah.
That's the nightlight.
That is?
We should point that out periodically.
You should sit back there and do the show from there.
Should I? Like the pipe? Maybe we put a little portable fireplace in?
Yeah.
We're going to need it soon. Winter.
Cross-legged.
Winter, she's a coming. Satin smoking jacket. We'll see what happens. Hey, it is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35. Can't wait to talk to Terry. Did you listen to the tunes?
I did, not fully, but there's some pretty interesting music. I like it.
She's got a great song that is totally timely with the baseball series tomorrow night. So that'll be fun. The baseball series. Cubs Brewers game,
just general baseball series.
That's what I like, sports games. Terry will be along shortly. Let's get to some of the texts. We're a little behind here tonight, but the question of the night is, what is your favorite cake, and please include frosting. I gotta go back here. Okay, so Eric from the 608 says chocolate marble. Ooh, I like marble cake. That's a great one. He says chocolate marble with a side of vanilla ice cream.
Nice.
Love it. Great one, Eric. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite cake is carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. I just want to say, if people have not tried cream cheese frosting on cake, you are not living your best life. I cannot say that more clearly. And carrot cake, I don't even necessarily like carrot cake that much, but it's my dad's favorite cake. So whenever there's cream cheese frosting on it, I'll eat. I just love cream cheese frosting that much. You could put it on a piece of cardboard and I would down it. I would attack it.
I don't know.
I'm exaggerating for effect. Dan from Wausau, he's in the 715, says pineapple upside down cake. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's interesting. I don't know how it was ever created, because it's like you smash the pineapple into the cake and it gets cooked in and singed, and it's, I mean, it's good. I wouldn't say it looks the best, but is very tasty. Thank you, Dan. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison, that's the 608, says red velvet. Conrad, ask your question to Melissa.
Yes, she might be Melissa, you could answer this. Is red velvet cake just chocolate cake with red dye in it? That was my question.
What other flavor would it be? I mean,
it's chocolate.
Have you heard that it's chocolate?
I know, that's what I think. Like, could it be cherry?
You go to the Google. It's velvet. It's velvet flavor.
The Google's not as cool as getting an answer from the listener.
Ask the ChatGPT, or as my wife calls it, ChatGBT. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Mansfield Park cake in the rain. I think he means MacArthur Park. MacArthur Park cake in the rain, but we will never have that recipe again with chocolate frosting. Well done, Tyler. That's a great song. Great 70s tune. Bridget from the 818 says lemon cake with lemon frosting. Light and delicious. Favorite since I was a kid. Thank you, Bridget, in the 818. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. A glass of ice cold or maybe a cup of piping hot coffee. I think he meant milk, ice cold milk with a piece of cake. That's like the all-American dessert.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though, on the coffee, Tony. Thank you, buddy. Great text. John from Madison says, good evening, Peter and Conrad. Fun show as usual. You guys are cool. Well, thanks, John.
Thank you.
One of our coolest texters. Yeah. You guys are so damn interesting. Such accomplishments and contributions. All right. Now I think he's just like, I think he's being a little sarcastic.
No, I think, yeah. I think he means we appreciate it, John.
He says, awesome. Impossible not to like Peter's demeanor. Wow. It's tight and you are a real pro. Kudos. Really love your stuff every night. Thanks, guys. I don't use the word hero very often, Conrad, but John is mine.
Okay. I thought you were going to say yourself.
No. Well, it should be me after that glowing text. And then John continues with another text. This is a little mini series. John is going here. He says, and Conrad, stay confident and put yourself out there. You're so chill and cool. It's a great attribute. Go for it, bro. Own it. You got this, man. Love your show.
Wow. Thanks, John.
John, you got to tune in to make the call.
Yeah.
Get another dose of Conrad.
Definitely.
Conrad in a different genre, if you will. Thank you, buddy. Great to hear from you, John. Thanks for the nice words. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete and Conrad, devil's food cake with chocolate frosting. And don't forget a scoop or two of vanilla ice cream and a good cup of coffee. Wow. Steady Eddie's bringing it tonight.
Yeah.
I would go for the cream cheese frosting, but chocolate and chocolate, you can't beat that either. That's a great combo. He says, brewers should play tomorrow without worry or fear. Just go out there and play. Enjoy the moment. Fans should take the same approach. Root without worry or fear. Have fun. It's just a baseball game. Go Brewers. Steady Eddie. Great stuff, Steady Eddie. Thank you. And we will, no matter who you're cheering for, we will take your words to heart. It's funny he says that. There was a comedian named Jimmy Higgins from Chicago, phenomenal comedian. And he used to do a joke about he couldn't get a hotel room in Cincinnati. They had to put the comics over in Covington in Kentucky. And he said, what the hell is going on in Cincinnati? Why are all the hotel rooms booked? He goes, what, are you an idiot? It's the Reds playoff game. He said, and Pete Rose is back. And Jimmy says, I wouldn't walk across the street to see Pete Rose. And the guy says, oh, yeah, where are you from? And he goes, Chicago. He goes, what do you know about baseball up there in Chicago? And Jimmy said, we know it's not important. Which is exactly what that guy needed to hear. And I agree with Jimmy, but you can't explain that to a passionate sports fan. Like,
no.
I know in the greater scale it's not important, but it, when your teams are playing, that doesn't matter. You just go crazy. It's part of the fun. Dave on the stream says, yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Very nice, Dave. Mixing it up a little bit. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal, says, cheesecake, no frosting. Although there's a bakery by me that makes a cheesecake cake. A cake with the middle layer is cheesecake. Oh, that sounds good. And we have one more text from Craig, who is talking about the Sawdust City Film Festival that takes place tomorrow in Oshkosh at the Time Community Theater. I will read more details of the text later in the show because there's some cool stuff playing with some friends of ours. But when we come back, it's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is right around the corner. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration making good on its threat to slash federal jobs during the government shutdown. According to a union lawsuit, the Office of Management and Budget saying over 4,000 workers across seven federal agencies got pink slips. Meanwhile, the Senate won't be back to vote on the government shutdown until Tuesday at the soonest. Palestinians by the tens of thousands returning to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect. All the remaining hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released within days. 18 people missing after a deadly explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the investigation is expected to last for days.
It's probably been one of the most devastating situations that I've been on in my career.
The number of dead unclear. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a package of bills to cut red tape, speed up the rebuilding in the wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles area. This is ABC News.
A showdown in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Cubs square off for Game 5 tonight. The winner will advance to the National League Pennant Series against the Dodgers next week. Last night, Pat Murphy telling reporters he'll likely go with a variety of pitchers from the Brewers' bullpen, including Jacob Mizorowski, Aaron Ashby, and Quinn Priester. College football homecoming today in Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes. And tomorrow in Green Bay, it's the Packers against the Bengals and newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco, Xavier McKinney, on facing Flacco a second time this season when he was with the Browns.
I was actually thinking about kind of the other way around of kind of what he saw from us the very first, when he was with the Browns, what he's already kind of seen us do. So I was thinking about this kind of ways that he might try to come into this game having different players and a different scheme.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Normally, I prefer to see movies in the theater, but we'll have to rethink that when Minecraft 2 comes out. Variety reports a Minecraft sequel is in the works after the first flick made almost $1 billion worldwide. Not sure if you remember or heard this, but there is a zombie chicken baby scene that made teenage boys do very gross things in the movie theater. You might want to sit that one out and wait for it to stream. Minecraft 2 is scheduled to hit theaters July 23rd of 2027. Variety is also reporting that Bradley Cooper is in talks to star in the prequel of the Ocean's 11 franchise. The film will be set before the first Steven Soderbergh version of Ocean's 11 in 2001. This franchise is a remake of the original Ocean's 11 from 1960 that starred Frank Sinatra and some of his Rat Pack pals. The new film is rumored to be set in 1960s Europe. Margot Robbie is already on board to play the female lead. They are really milking this ocean thing. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
Your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman, 67 today, under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70.
It's 39 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha. And Jane Matinere is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. All right, all of you have started your weekend. Conrad and I have not, and neither has my next guest. But it is right around the corner after we talk about some great tunes, a little baseball, and who better to do that with than with our usual Friday night pal, the wonderfully talented Terry Barr. Hello, my friend.
Yeah. You sound so chipper tonight. I love it.
Well, you know what? I fake it till I make it. That's what I do, Terry. I'm a mess on the inside, but this is how I cover the pain.
I've been saying that for years.
No, it's great to have you here. I have to ask you, before we jump into music, do you have a favorite kind of cake?
Ooh. I used to eat, you know, those Jell-O poke cakes, they call it. It's like yellow cake, and then you pour Jell-O over it.
Yeah.
And then you just put as much whipped cream on the top as you can.
Oh, my gosh.
And that used to be fun, but Pete, I've weirdly become not a sweet eater anymore.
Oh, what is your secret?
I will eat a piece of cheesecake
okay.
if it's available. Otherwise, I really don't eat sweets.
Available, meaning like if somebody gives it to you for free or it's always
available. Well, my sister-in-law is a great baker. And I know she's severely disappointed when we show up and then we're like, yeah, no, thanks. But of course, her cheesecake is amazing.
They got all that trouble. If I could give up sweets and chips, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
Well, that's the other side, the salt. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, do I love the salt. Yes.
And those people that can do moderate, my mom is like that. Just have one cookie. Okay, yeah, that's going to happen. No, or one chip. No, or seven chips,
no,
a serving. No way.
Chips, no.
Can't do that.
So, I appreciate your mom, though. Wow.
Oh, I wish I was more like that, honestly. I would love to be a moderation guy, but I'm either binge or purge, and I don't mean that.
So what's your cake? What is it?
It's devil. Well, I don't know if it's a devil. It's just chocolate or devil's food cake with a cream cheese frosting. It's really good.
Yeah.
I think that would get you back on sweets, Terry, if you tried that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That just sounds really good right now.
Very good. And Conrad says ice cream cake, which is also good.
Great. Next Friday, I talk to you. I'll be like,
big piece of cake
this week.
I'm going to finish with, there's a text here from your pal, Craig Kinnett, Terry, who is part of the, he's lots of fun, creepy movies tomorrow. Last Witch of Wisconsin, Dearmageddon, and his newest horror comedy, Daniel Needs to Leave, which I saw, and it is very funny. Craig did a great job in the short film with our friend Daniel Wheeler. And he says, hope to catch some of you all at the Time Theater in Oshkosh tomorrow. So Craig texted that in earlier.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. So, Terry, let's jump in, though, to some music tonight. Who should we start with? You got two great artists and two kind of a different approach here. So should we start with baseball or blues?
I know you have been talking about sports throughout the show and the new sports show that is on Civic Media.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
Turned into a theme. Yeah. We backed into a theme tonight somehow, and it's fantastic.
Don't you love when it happens?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, and Conrad and I have been talking about the Cubs and the Brewers. We're on opposite sides of the cheering stations there, but it's a great series.
Not know.
No, I know. My childhood was in Chicago, the first part of it. Anyway.
That, I did know that.
Yeah.
I think I tried to like put that out of my mind. So
you still like me?
Yeah.
Are we still pals? It's okay. Listen, I'm a happy guy. I have taken abuse from Wisconsin sports fans since I moved to Wisconsin at 12 years old. Honest, day one, I had people in my face, and I still love everybody. So it's a testament.
And it
to
just
me.
Never ends.
Right, exactly. All right, so tell us about this song. This is a great song. It's Willie Porter and I can't remember, Dave Adler, right?
Dave Adler. Yeah. These are two guys that have played the world separately and together.
Yeah.
Willie is based in the Milwaukee area, and he continues to tour everywhere. And he tours as a solo, duo, and the band. And Dave Adler is a keyboard player who happens to be in Willie's band. And they're just great friends, too. When you see these two together, it's a comedy show. They're so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Dave Adler is from Madison. He is the leader of the band Steely Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He is the keyboard player leader. He is also now in a Supertramp tribute band.
Oh, I love
that. And then he plays with anyone, everyone, including Willie Porter. I think any given time, Dave Adler is playing with 6 to 8 different bands.
How about that? That's a guy who just loves music. I love that. He'll play anywhere and everywhere. I love people like that.
And he did the California thing like you did.
Okay.
And was able to connect with some really interesting people, work on some interesting projects. He did some music for NBC. And I think just at one point, though, he had a daughter and decided he didn't want to raise her in California.
Okay.
So coming on back to Madison, he did. And I'm so glad.
Oh,
we are
good
so
for
lucky
him.
To have him here.
That's so great. So these two guys have a song. Now, who wrote this? Did they write the song?
Yeah, they wrote it together, put all of it together. Everything you hear is the two of them. Interesting, though, they did this during the pandemic.
Okay.
And never really did anything with it. And as the Brewers were playing through the end of the season and now through the series, I texted Dave and I said, remember that song you said you wrote a while ago? Why don't you get that back out there?
Yeah.
He goes, I forgot all about it.
Oh, no way.
So I said, if you don't mind, I would love to share it with Pete and all the listeners. I think it's a fabulous song.
All right. Well, let's hear it in honor of the Brewers and Cubs game tomorrow night. Baseball on the radio. And there's something special about baseball on the radio. It's so old school. It's just great. And here is a song about that. Compliments of our pal here at Bar Band Friday Night, Terry Barr.
Chevy V8 with Naga hide seats. A family station wagon, 1973. We were driving to the store, Bob Uecker calling the plays. Just a 9-year-old kid, my dad had nothing to say. Nothing. I asked him, what do we need? He said, I don't know. Well, why did we drive to Sears? He said, it's good to hear some baseball on the radio. And for now, your mother's not here. For now, your mother's not here. We had baseball on the radio. Baseball on the radio. Shrubs, my kids are working for cash. Radio says the pitcher just brushed him back. Just a little chin music backed him out of the box. Yuka's weaving a story like he's knitting some socks. Yeah. My mind as it throws, spilled paint in the garage, and it's clean.
Worked a little Bob Uecker in there. A little, yeah, that was kind of cool. Oh, that's great.
Get up, get up. Oh, yeah. I love that so much.
Is that, now, is Willie singing there or Dave?
That is all Willie singing.
Okay, I thought so. All right.
He has such a fun voice.
He does.
Dave is equally fabulous, but I really like the way Willie does it as a story.
Yeah.
And the voice just tells it so perfectly.
Yeah, I love his, I've heard him before. I really like his music. And my wife saw Dave Adler, or she saw Steely Dan. This is kind of funny. She got talked into going to a concert in Milwaukee with her friends and her sisters. And she's like, yeah, my friend, we're going to see Steely Dan. I go, oh, wow. How much were the tickets? She goes, like $20. I was like, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not Steely?
That can't be real.
Right? And then she told me it was Steely Dan. But she went and she had a blast. And she was having so much fun. She was asked to leave the dance floor, believe it or not. So there you go. That's my wife.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good
She had a lot
story.
Of fun. Yeah.
Good, good.
All right.
I'll
well,
tell Dave that.
Yes. Oh, he might remember. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, I remember.
I will. He'll love it.
All right. So tell us about Paul Filipowicz.
Filipowicz.
I should have known that. Okay.
We have talked about him, but it's been a while. Oh. I think he was an early artist that I brought to you.
Okay.
It turns out Paul has a new album coming out at the end of this month, and he just happened to stop by to visit with Rocker at home at Rocker's house. He said to Rocker, hey, I got some new songs. Do you want them? And Rocker said, I do. And I know Terry will and Pete will love these too.
Yeah.
So they've not played anywhere else. This is a brand new song. Paul Filipowicz is 76 years old.
What? Wow.
The lead singer, the lead guitar player, total blues guy.
Yeah.
This is his 11th album.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that incredible?
Is he going to be on your show soon or on Max Inc?
Not till probably right before he releases the album, which isn't until the last Friday of the month.
I do remember this guy. I'm looking him up on the Google right now. Yes, I do remember he's great.
He has won every possible blues award, including the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. He's inducted there. And then last year he was inducted into the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. But he has been recognized by blues magazines, other blues chapters around the entire country. He's also been named one of the best dressed artist.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a very short break. And when we come back, we're going to hear Paul Filipowicz. And this song is Ashes in the Wind. It's a great song. We are coming right back on Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr after this very brief break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Conrad, that's a great workout tune. Just letting you know. You could probably bench like 280 if you heard that on.
I got my certain songs.
Yeah, right. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Monday night on the show, folks, we have two more great guests. Jamie McShane will be here. Jamie is an actor on the show Task on HBO, which is winding down. There are two more episodes. It is an outstanding show. It's by the same creator as Mayor from Easttown. With Kate Winslet, but Task is excellent. Jamie is the top bad guy on the show, and he's doing a great job. But he will be here Monday night, and then my pal Mike Toomey from the WGN Morning Show in Chicago, and a very funny comedian, will be here Monday as well. So, two swell gents. Right now, we are getting back to our current guest. It is a Bar Band Friday night, which means Terry Barr is with us. We always love when Terry is here. Terry, Craig Knitt said, I would love to see Terry there at the Time Community Theater, so no pressure.
Oh, my gosh. I think I was just invited. Thank you.
I think you were. Yeah. So do with that what you like.
And I have to say, Pete, you talked to Mike McGill recently.
Yes. Love talking to Mike. He was great.
We went to college together and then eventually worked together at Fox 11 in Green Bay.
Yes. Okay. Mike Desitel is the one who introduced me to him. And I knew that you knew Mike. Yeah. It's crazy. And since I've spoken with Mike, I realize we have so many friends, either on the West Coast or even here in Northeast Wisconsin. He's it was really fun to talk to Mike. Really good guy.
I crack up when I see him show up as a security guard on the soap operas.
Oh, really? He was a great.
Oh, my goodness. But the barfly role he played in Shameless. Oh,
very funny.
Impeccable.
He was great. And he was on a show called Bosch, which is one of my favorite TV shows. And he was a very smart ass Las Vegas cop who gave it to Titus Welliver from time to time. So it was very funny. Mike's a great actor, and it was really great having him on the show. Well, let's get to this. Con, how are we doing on time here? Do we have time? Okay, perfect. Let's play this song. This is Paul Filipowicz, and the song is Ashes in the Wind, Compliments of Terry Barr.
Don't know where they're going.
Ashes in the Wind by Paul Filippo. It's great stuff, Terry, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is. So, I could see why he's in two Blues Hall of Fames. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Hey, who do you have coming up tomorrow night on Max Inc.?
I think we have, are still maybe working on that.
Oh, okay. Surprise guest. Mystery guest. That's perfect.
You know, sometimes that happens, right? And yeah, you just kind of go with, okay, we'll see who shows up.
Well, you got a high floor because you and Rocker are already there. So that's fantastic. Check out check out Max Inc. On the on WMDX or go to civicmedia.us and check out Max Inc. Great show from 6 to 9 tomorrow night. Terry, thank you so much as always. You're a blast. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, you guys,
too.
And everyone listening and watching.
Thank you very much. My thanks to Parker Olson, Greg Gunderson, Jay Henley, Peter Allen, and Terry Barr. And thank you for all of your texts and calls. Another fun night here at Nightlight. We'll be back Monday night. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. Saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 4,000 federal workers received layoff notices Friday as the government shutdown continues. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The White House hasn't said which programs will be targeted. The president himself has been more blunt.
These are largely people that the Democrats want. Many of them will be fired.
Saying the shutdown presents an unprecedented opportunity to cut more agencies. And seeking to up the pressure on Democratic lawmakers, he said he will only target Democratic programs.
The American Federation of Government Employees and the AFL-CIO filed a lawsuit to stop the firings. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have returned to Gaza. The ceasefire is now in effect. No word yet on when Hamas will release all hostages, as per the first phase of the U.S.-brokered proposal. At least 18 people still unaccounted for after the blast Friday at an explosives manufacturing plant west of Nashville. This is ABC News.